welcome back. It's Robert Redfern here from the UK and covering for Daniel, and I hope I'm doing a good job with you because I'm very passionate about natural health and supplements. I was talking about Hyzol, which is a coenzyme Q10, before the break, and I was explaining exactly what coenzyme Q10 does. And I was saying that we use two things for energy in the cells that help the cells to regenerate, but also give us energy around the body. We need oxygen and we need glucose. Now, the glucose is better if it's not from sugar and carbs, of course. It's better from fruit, or it's better if we are overweight and eating a keto diet, that it will be taken in by the fat in our body. Because when you have fats in your diet, more fats are good. People think they're not, but they are good. And when you eat fats, the body will convert fats into glucose. And it's a better form, it's a cleaner form of glucose. But you still need a spark plug between the oxygen and the glucose. And that spark plug is coenzyme Q10. Now, as you get older, and certainly over 40, you start to reduce the amount of coenzyme Q10 the body can manufacture. And when you start to get to my age, you have a very small amount, which is why I take a lot of coenzyme Q10, a lot of Hyzol and ubiquinol. And so it's quite important that you do get it, especially when you get older, because you won't get the energy and you won't get the cell regeneration. And that, you know, I mean, it's pretty good to keep young and stay young. It really is. So that's what coenzyme Q10 does. It provides a spark plug between the oxygen and the glucose. That fires the energy. That produces glutathione around the body and also other energy around the body. So you can't get away with, or you can get away with it, not having coenzyme Q10. But you really, really are just shortchanging yourself. Okay, last but not least of the products I'm talking about today, and that's the reason I'm going on about the products, is because normally Daniel will just say, what do you recommend for this? And I say, well, I recommend Curcumin X4000. He'll say, what's it for? I say, well, you know, but I just don't get the time. But, you know, you're a captive audience today. And so if you want to get them today, apparently they've told me that I should mention that there's a 10% discount on the, in honor of me talking about these things. So get to the website and speak to Jay and get an order. And she'll, if there's any questions you've got, then Jay will fill you in. Because let me tell you, I've spoken to Jay before many, many years, actually. You know, Jay and I go back a long time. And she is amazing because she remembers everything I say. So it's really good to have somebody like that that you can speak to at the end there. If you have a question for me specifically, if you go to the website, naturalhealthynews.info, and you want to watch this on video and everything I've said, it will all be there again. Then you can ask me a question at the bottom of the page there, which is just useful anyway. So anyway, last but not least is Essential Digestive Plus. And it says this is an improved formula. Well, it's improved on anything. It's improved on everybody and everything, because I don't know whether you know, but enzymes are the living proteins that actually make our bodies. We can put food in our mouth, but when we eat it down, unless it's raw, always raw, then we're not going to be getting the enzymes, the natural enzymes that actually take that food, digest it, and then take it around the body and create our body, in fact. Because our body's made out of, you know, to me, I have a little joke, actually. Do you know where babies come from? They come from the supermarket. Because everything you put into your mouth makes that baby. It makes it in your tummy. And then everything you put in your mouth when you're breastfeeding is making that baby. So babies are made out of food from the supermarket. So if it's raw, then you're getting enzymes. If it's not, then you have to have enzymes. And not any old enzymes will do. So enzymes create human beings. And so if you're not getting raw food all the time, if you're eating a nice fresh salad fresh as well, then you don't particularly need to have enzymes. But if you're not, if you're eating cooked food or it's not that fresh, then you need enzymes. And enzymes, as I say, they make our bodies. They make our bodies from the stuff we put in our mouth. So what do we have with our essential digestive plus? We have a lot of things. We've got 11 enzymes, which is more than most other products you'll see on the market, because we put every single enzyme into there that you can possibly need to cover all eventualities. And so these enzymes are, as I say, the most powerful enzymes you can get. And enzymes have got a strength, actually, but when you look on a bottle, you don't know whether that person has got, it might say a strength, but you don't know whether they're really there. We have our enzymes tested before they're made into the bottles, and then when the bottles of enzymes are made, we then they take a bottle off the shelf and then send it to the laboratory before they ship it out to us, so that nothing's happened, no heat or nothing's destroyed the enzymes in the process. So you always know you get what it says on the bottle. The enzymes we have also contain something called inulin, and inulin is a naturally occurring polysaccharide, and it's helps probiotics in the digestive tract, which you need. But if you've got them there, then these polysaccharides will help the probiotics to grow, because it provides, if you like, a manure. It's a bad word. Anyway, food. Food for the probiotics to grow. Who said manure? I don't know. Anyway, but that's what the inulin does anyway. Probiotics are also essential to help, because if you when you're taking minerals, those minerals are generally, except for my minerals, but minerals generally are not organic minerals. They're metallic minerals, if you like. So if you were taking calcium, it's not organic calcium. Calcium, organic means that it comes from a plant. So if you're eating a plant that is rich in calcium, that's organic calcium. But if you're taking, if you like, chalk from the soil and make it into a capsule, that's not organic. And so you're not going to digest it properly. It's a fact of life. And so enzymes help the minerals that you take to convert to organic. Not all of them, but some of them will convert to organic, and then you'll get them into your body. That's the benefits of it. We also have some special proteins, protease and peptidase. This, because I know I say to people, please don't eat grains and cereals and carbs. You can eat grains and cereals if you sprout them. And because sprouted grains and cereals are healthy, but grains and cereals, you know, from the store or in the form of bread and cakes, biscuits, breakfast cereals, white rice, potatoes, parsnip, all these carbs are not fit food for humans. But and especially rice and grains and cereals, that they have gluten with it. And you might go, well, I'm not gluten intolerant. Everybody's gluten intolerant. Some suffer worse than others, but everybody's intolerant. We have two enzymes in there which helps to digest the gluten. So if you are going to eat the carbs, then you need the enzyme plus that we have. I prefer you not to eat that, but at least you're covered if your basis, if you do have that. I mean, honestly, I have a pizza maybe once every 2-3 months, just because it's just lovely to have that. But I know it's bad for me, and I wouldn't have one even every week, actually. But once every couple of months, I'll have a pizza. I've admitted it. Anyway, not being silly, but you know what I mean. It's not going to do you any harm if you have it every couple of months. But enzymes are the thing that makes everything work properly, and nothing's going to work properly if you don't have enzymes. The only way you could make it work properly is by having nothing but fresh fruit and vegetables raw, so that everything's absorbing properly and you're rebuilding your body from that. Just it doesn't work. That's it. like to say, while I'm having a drink of water, that in that water is a penny cure. I call it the penny cure because it only costs a penny a day to put that cure into that water and to help you keep super healthy. And it's called baking soda, or the proper name is sodium bicarbonate. I have 3-4 of those a day. I actually recommend people who are seriously ill to have 6 glasses a day like that. 16-ounce glasses with a quarter to a third teaspoon of baking soda in there. Doesn't matter what sort of baking soda. They're all the same. They all come from the same mines and whatever. Anybody telling you that theirs is aluminium free or whatever is just really, you know, it's just a marketing thing. Doesn't matter, you know, if you want to buy the one that says aluminium free, buy it, because they're all aluminium free. But baking soda is the penny cure. Whether you have heart disease, lung disease, Alzheimer's, whatever, because fungus around the body is a major factor. And it helps with fungus. It keeps your body alkaline. Just amazing. So, as I say, every day, 4, 5, 6 glasses a day, depending on how sick you are. And make sure you put baking soda in. Okay. So I'm going to go on to something I did last week on my newsletter. And I'm going to share it with you anyway. On my newsletters, I'm doing a series of weekly newsletters called The Biggest Killers, because the biggest killer in the world is not COVID by far. In fact, it's a puny killer, if you know what I mean. I'm just going to make it bigger so I can read from it. Where is it? Zoom. There it is. That's right. Okay. So, this is, as I say, my newsletter, All the Killers in the World. The biggest killer in the world. And there are 10 biggest killers. And the number one is cardiovascular and strokes and hypertension, etc. 13.5 million people die every year from those conditions. This number two is respiratory diseases, and 5 million die from that. All cancers, 4.5 million. Diabetes diseases, 1.38 million. It can vary slightly different years, but this is approximately. Liver disease, and that's the one I told you about with alpha-lipoic acid, 1.32 million. Resolve with that. I mean, all of these are resolved with these nutrients that I'm talking about, but I'm just, you know, the next one is number 7, road deaths. So I can't help you stopping having crashes, actually, you know. Number 8 is diarrheal diseases. That's usually in third world countries, conditions like that. Kidney disease is 1 million. And number 10 is COVID-19. It's so few people die from it. And we're looking at around about 200,000 in the whole world. That's true. I know you might be seeing in the American media saying, oh, 200,000 people have died in the USA alone, or 400,000, whatever. It ain't true. They lie. They really, really lie. And, I've looked at the figures. I've double checked them. I've done all the research. It's about 200, maybe 400,000, because it's so difficult. When people are lying, you've got to try and work out where the truth lies. And the truth lies between 200 and 400,000. In other words, there's 9 different conditions that should be scaring you. And the least scarable is COVID-19. But the second one on the list is respiratory diseases. And it's the biggest killer of all. And the respiratory diseases are things like emphysema, cystic fibrosis, bronchiectasis, COPD, pulmonary tuberculosis. All these are the things. Now, why am I talking about this? Well, I told you before that my mother died at age 62, 35 years ago. And she died from lung disease. When it first, you know, happened, it left me shocked and all the rest of it. And I thought it was just doctors should have done a better job. Doctors couldn't do a better job. They're not trained to do anything in healthcare. They're just trained to give people drugs, and that's it, full stop. If the drugs work, fine. If they don't work, it doesn't work. And they don't work for most diseases. And so, anyway, malnourishment is another problem, because people are eating carbs and sugar, and carbs and sugar create fungus, and fungus in the lungs causes lung disease. I know you can have things, you know, other causes, and I'll come to those in a minute, but it's possible to get really healthy. And I have so many people, I can't, you know, I don't keep track of everybody, because but I'm building a new site where I'm going to be putting all the testimonials into it, because at the moment people go, why don't you tell everybody and put them all? And I always thought it was, well, I see other people lying about testimonials, so it put me off. But anyway, I'm going to do that at last. Actually, here's an example here. A 92-year-old had chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, COPD in English. And this was genetically based, not the environmental type from smoking or, you know, the atmosphere. And she was only on it for a month, and she was it cleared her lungs, serrapeptase, and she was going out for walks. And she could, you know, before she just couldn't walk very far because she couldn't get her breath. Now she could walk just within a month of doing it. A 92-year-old, and I say that because that's 30 years older than my mother, and so. You can imagine how I feel wonderful helping people with this, but I also feel, you know, I wish I'd known, but you can't go back. You can only go forward, and forward is where I go with helping people. Another case here, my hubby has been a chronic asthmatic since childhood and was puffer dependent. That's the inhaler things, until I put him on a plan. That's our plan. And she goes on to say, he's not had a puffer for months, including during our terrible bushfires. Well, this lady's obviously from Australia, because that's the word bushfires. But you've had, in California, you've had some serious fires anyway as well. So I'm sure that helped. It was bad for people's breathing and whatever. But he got through them without any puffer this time. So just an example. So it's possible for anybody to get healthy from their lungs, anybody. But I have to say, it needs determination. And determination is the, if you like, the key factor in all this. Because I had another wonderful story about a guy with pulmonary fibrosis, and this was in the USA. And pulmonary fibrosis is one of those conditions where the doctors will say, you've got 3 months to live, 6 months to live, a year to live, whatever, but they expect them to die. Lovely, lovely people, doctors. Anyway. But he cleared it up in 3 months. His wife was in touch with me, not him personally. And she was so thrilled with it. And that was it. His doctor said, I don't know how you did it, but you're clear. So 6 months later, I get an email from her to say that it's come back. What can she do? So I wrote back, you know, well, how can it come back? Is he still on the supplements? And she said, yes. So I said, has he stuck with the diet, keeping off carbs and sugar? And she said, no, he went back on carbs and sugar. I said, well, that's it. That's the cause. It's like, you know, the gluten is, I mean, it can damage the intestines of some people, and it can damage the lungs of some people. Now, it does with everybody, but this is a person that's very susceptible to gluten. So, but he wouldn't keep off it. He didn't have determination. So I said, you've got to have determination. I'll give you another example this is another good example, because that was the first a good example. This was an engineer in Pakistan who lived in a village, and he, you know, couldn't get work in Pakistan as an engineer, qualified engineer. But he couldn't get a job in the Middle East because he had scarring on his lungs from TB. So he contacted me and said, you know, Can we get rid of this? I said, you can. I said, but, you know, you need these supplements and whatever. And they said, I just don't have the money. So I said, well, okay, I'll donate them, because we do donate to people that haven't got the money. he said, okay, what does it entail? I said, well, I need a promise from you first. And the promise is this. You have to promise me that you will not eat any carbs and sugar. Now, in a village, you know, where they eat rice and everything like that, it's quite a tough call. But we discussed it. And I said, but you want the job. You want to earn some money for your family. And so, anyway, long story short, again, 3 months later, I get a message from him. He's been to the doctors. He's had another X-ray. His lungs are clear. He's got his job. And he was thankful. I said, well, just keep off the carbs and sugar and everything should be fine. And so he had determination. And hopefully he still got it, because this was a few years ago now. But I'm using those examples. You have to be determined. You have to follow the plan. You have to get the water with baking soda in. You have to take supplements. All these books are on my site at naturalhealthynews.info, and you can just download them. But they're all there. But this is the example. Now, what does it help by the book? In my book, I've got bronchial asthma, bronchiectasis, that's another supposedly terminal lung disease, bronchitis, chronic cough, COPD, cystic fibrosis, I'll come back to that in a minute, emphysema, pneumoconiosis, that's miner's lung, but it's the same for farmer's lung, it's similar damage from dust on the lungs, pulmonary fibrosis, that's the one that the guy had that went back on the food, and pulmonary tuberculosis. I'll finish there because I want to talk about cystic fibrosis when we come back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Oh, here we are. Right. Just before the break, I said I want to speak about cystic fibrosis. I held that back. Okay, now, if you know about cystic fibrosis, then you'll know that it's supposed to be a genetic... When I say supposed to be, it is a genetic condition. And the genetic condition is caused, they say, by faulty genes, but a person connected with nutrition will say it's connected with a deficiency of a certain mineral. And we think, the people connected with natural health, think this was a deficiency of selenium at the point of conception and in the mother's body during the time of the baby being built, if you like. So that affects the genes. Because if we don't have all of the minerals, I mean, this is a big thing about fertility. I think that everybody should be having a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals before they conceive, and then during the gestation period, and then even afterwards when they breastfeed. But that's another story. But let me go back on cystic fibrosis. This is a condition where the lungs fill up with mucus, and children can die even any time between 10 and 20. But this do definitely die, you know, in the 20s and 30s. It's very rare they get past there. They're caring for people now and just being able to, but it's a massive, but they're not fixing the problem. And so I did my research and I found that there's a university in South Africa, the University of Stellenbosch, and they had shown that they could actually take away all the symptoms of cystic fibrosis just with diet and nutritional supplements, including selenium. And so, of course, I brought it in the book, and many, many times people have asked me, are you sure, because my daughter's or my son's life is at risk here? I say, absolutely sure. If you can keep them off the diet of carbs and sugar and all the bad stuff, and obviously if it's their birthday, you know, they can have some birthday cake, or if it's once every, you know, month, you know, a pizza, whatever, so that they just just can be part of normal life, but then the results are great. You know, people tell me they just don't have a problem. So that's why I bring in cystic fibrosis, but I like to talk about it separately because you probably know selenium is a critical mineral. If you don't know, then you should know. And I'll tell you about a study in Florida. I'm going back many, many years ago, possibly 30 years ago, 25, whatever. They took 40,000 people in my sort of age group, you know, 60s to 70s, I'm 75, and they gave half of them a supplement of selenium, and the other half they gave a placebo. And so they followed their health over the next 10 years, whatever it was, the detail, you can find it online. And the people who had the selenium only had half the cancer compared to the people, and they just ate the same diet. You know what I mean? Nobody changed anything. They just ate the same diet on both groups, but the people with selenium had half the cancer compared to the people that were just taking the placebo. Now, this is indicative of, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, if you like, always find something to say, but. No, that's the truth. If you take selenium, you halve your risk. Just one mineral out of the 85 that you should be taking, you just halve your risk of cancer. And of course, if you're a young mother and you're going to have a baby, then you also take away the risk of some of the genetic problems that babies have. Certainly that and iodine. Iodine is a critical mineral as well, and they go together. The selenium and the iodine, they work as cofactors. They help each other in different jobs around the body. So taking selenium and iodine is just going to help these things. If they've got the problem, then go on the plan. If you've got a child with cystic fibrosis, go on the plan. If you're not sure about it, email me from the website naturalhealthynews.info. But I wouldn't risk anybody's child. I wouldn't risk anybody's life, even if they're 92, unlike the pharmaceutical industry and people with just in the break, somebody was telling me about a really sad story, but. So that's it. Cystic fibrosis, selenium, iodine goes together. They're partners in health, those two things. And so make sure you have it. Anyway, carry on with the plan. And the plan is, for lung health, is that you drink, as I say, 6 glasses. If you've got lung disease that you've been told you've got 3 months, 6 months, 12 months to live, get determined, get clear. 6 glasses of those over the day with baking soda in. Now, if you've also got infections in the lungs, you can take that same stuff, but it would need to be made with distilled water, the baking soda, and nebulize it with one of those things that you breathe deep into the lungs, because that will also clear the, possibly seen an Italian oncologist doing it to clear lung cancer as well, but it will clear infections. And if you've got lung cancer, you would also be well advised to breathe it deep in, especially with things like farmer's lung or miner's lung, pneumoconiosis. So number one is the pedicure. Always do that. Don't say, well, I can't afford these things. You can do whatever is necessary. The book's there. You don't have to do anything I say, take anything I say, except do the things I say. And so that's that. Now, step number two is stopping all factory processed, unnatural foods and factory made meals. They are not real food. They're toxic. You shouldn't eat them. They're really bad for you. I can't tell you how bad those things are, you know. And you need fresh living vegetables, salad stuff. It really is important that you don't eat those factory made meals or factory processed foods. Now, of course, bread comes from a factory, so that's not the only reason. The reason is because they're full of gluten and other nasties. and chemicals as well, but let's not go into, you know, the whole deal of that. If you just avoid them completely, if you have a serious health problem, but don't wait till you've got a health problem. I mean, stop them anyway. So that's no factory processed, unnatural or factory made foods. Vegetables, fruit, nuts, seeds, beans, fish, pulses, meat, organic if possible. Everything organic if possible. If you can't, then do your best. Wash them. That's all. Because these chemicals on all fruit and vegetables that are, you know, all over the place. Okay, that's number two. Number three is, as I said before, stopping all high sugar foods and drinks. I mean, I still see people drinking, you know, colas and stuff like that. Not, it's a chemical. It's not. There's nothing goodness, no goodness in a so-called soft drink or a cola or a soda, as you call them. Sorry, I was just looking for the word. There's nothing good in them at all. You know, drink soda water. That's the sparkling water with bicarbonate of soda in it. You can buy it in the shop. You can make it in your own soda stream type thing as well. But that's fine. If you can get a non-sugar fruit juice to just flavour it as well, it's a great drink, actually. Healthy. When you have a sparkling soda water, you are getting healthy. Go for it. But don't drink colas and sodas and all the rest of it. They're just, you know, they're poison. These people don't care. They're just out to poison you. They get you addicted. They don't care if they poison you. I'm going to get the words right here. They don't care if they poison you as long as you're addicted to their products. And that's why they put sugar in, because sugar is addictive. Carbs are addictive. If you don't believe me and you already eat carbs and sugars, just try 1 week without carbs or sugar. Any carbs, any sugar. Watch the withdrawal symptoms. You will say, oh, I feel terrible. That's called withdrawal symptoms. The same as if you were a drug addict and you stopped taking the drugs. Oh, I feel terrible. It's the same feeling. Not that I've ever taken any drugs, but I know it's the same thing. You have to trust me on that. So anyway, stop them all. High sugar foods, drinks, breads, pastry, biscuits, breakfast cereals, white rice, potatoes, parsnips and pasta. Is brown rice okay? Yes, a limited amount of brown rice, and it's fine. But if you don't can't chew brown rice, then you're going to have a problem anyway. You might as well not eat it. Okay, but there are alternatives. There's lots of alternatives. Chia seed, so all sorts of seeds. Because a seed is not a problem. Excuse me. A seed is not a problem. It's the grains and cereals that's a problem. So anything that's a seed, you're fine with. Okay, consuming mainly vegetables, leafy greens, salad stuff, avocados, mushrooms, dark skin fruits, nuts, seeds and legumes. They're all fine, as I say, and then fish and meat but be careful of fish. Don't buy cheap fish, because when I say cheap fish, don't buy the fish that comes from the Far East or even from fish farms, because fish farm is fed on genetically modified grains and cereals. So wait a minute, I'm asking you to keep away from these things, and then you're going to eat meat or fish that have been fed on these things. It has to be pasture raised and wild caught fish, salmon. I get mine from all the way in England. I get it from Alaska, so it does exist, you know, wild caught salmon. So anyway, that's what to keep away. Okay. Take 3 to 4 teaspoons of salt a day. What, Robert? Salt? I thought salt was bad for me. I read everywhere. They say cut down on salt. No, they're talking about sodium, because the white stuff, the fine white stuff that you buy, is mostly sodium. And that's not salts. Salts have got about 70 to 80 different salts in it. And the best one is Himalayan salts, or just, even an inexpensive brown rock salt that's mined somewhere. I mean, I live in Cheshire here, and it's got the biggest reserve of rock salt underneath where I'm standing now in the world. But at the moment, they only dig this out and use it for salting the roads in the winter when the snow and ice come. So the best salt in the world, and they do that. So I have to buy my salt from the Himalayan mountains between Pakistan and India. So crazy world we live in. Anyway, so Himalayan salts, they're very nice. They're tasty as well. You know, they're really nice to have. So go with 3 to 4 teaspoons of Himalayan salt. Why? Because it's minerals. Minerals maketh man, or maketh woman as well, actually. It's minerals we need. Now, I've got a website, another website. I've got about 20 of them. But this one's dedicated to recipes. And so if you go to reallyhealthyfoods.com, again, it's on the Power Hour Nation web. You can, you know, find me on that. Then you'll see the two links for Really Healthy Foods and the naturalhealthynews.info. You know, just get there and find the recipes. Register on there. Just select the recipes you want, and then they'll always come up. So find, say, 10 breakfast ideas, 10 lunches, 10 evening meals, 10 cakes to make, because you can make cakes that are healthy. They're just not made with grains and cereals. You know, they're made with almond flour or something like that. So anyway, my wife does that. So I eat them, and they're delicious. So, we don't go short on really nice, tasty things. We even have cheesecake, but the cheesecake is made out of nuts. And so the nuts are blended, and it's just the most gorgeous cheesecake. Whew, you can only have a small slice because it's so filling as well. But anyway, that's another sort of story. Okay, number 5. When able, and I say when able because if you've got lung disease, you can't do it too fast. But you need to walk. When you're walking, and if you use Nordic poles, those sticks that you see people with, Nordic poles, you can walk better and faster and stronger, and you get much better circulation around the body into your lungs, and oxygen is the biggest killer of any infection going. Your body literally uses oxygen. When it finds an infection, it turns that oxygen into hydrogen peroxide. Yes, in your body all the time. It kills the infection, and then immediately an enzyme, catalase, turns it back to oxygen again. And so it goes on there. So walking and exercise that gets the circulation around the body, and that will help you to get your lungs healthy. It's quicker than you can ever do that. So don't sit there saying, I'm waiting for my lungs to get healthy before I get walking or exercising. Get out there as soon as you can. 2 Nordic pole sticks that, I mean, at the dollar store, they're about $5 for a pair. So they're really inexpensive, but they give you walking power and a better movement. Because if you're marching with your arms down, your body can't get the oxygen around the body through to your arms, whereas if your arms are up there, you're working great. So do get exercising. Sitting down is what we call the new smoking, because when you're sat down in that shape there, a chair shape, your body cannot circulate everything properly. So it's the unhealthiest thing that you can do as far as sitting, laying down. So I tell people, lay down on the couch, put your legs over the end of the couch, slightly raised, you know, walk, stand, but don't sit down for more than 3 hours a day. You absolutely, in fact, the new watches, the new smart watches that are being made, they tell you when you've sat down for too long, and 3 hours is too long. As I say, be a couch potato. Lay down on the couch if you're going to watch TV. Lay down on the floor. I don't care where you lie down, but lay down and get that circulation moving. And while you're sat there, you know, keep lifting your legs backwards and forwards, back, you know, upwards, lift it up. It's one of my exercises that actually with weights as well. So anyway, that's the exercise. Diaphragmatic breathing. Sitting down is unhealthy. Walk, stand, or lay down. Anyway, you can read about the actual supplements there. That and if you ever see anything, you know, Jay will get them in for you, you know, because we have our warehouse in California. Still have our warehouse there. She'll get them over there, and you know, I mean, she has a lot of the things anyway, even when they're not mine. I'm getting blocked on Facebook now, so you can hardly follow me. Although you can still find me there if you want to. Because I have my weekly newsletter there, and you know, you can go back and see all my previous ones on everything. But that's it on there now. No questions have come in, but as I repeat, it's important that you get onto the website, and you'll find me there, and you can ask me the question. A lot of people I do know don't see watch this live. They actually wait until I watch the recording of it on the website or on the internet, and that's great. But you not lost your chance to ask me a question. You can just click on the link that's on the Power Hour Nation. Also, before the music, it's not going to come on for 8 minutes, but that's okay. The important thing is, as well, is they've got this special offer on, so get there as soon as you can and speak to Jay. Ask any questions, because it's, you know, it's dark here now. Actually, it's 7 in the evening here. It's still only 1 in the afternoon in the USA, so you've got lots of time, and speak to Jay and see what she can do for you to fill out the plan that I've been speaking to you on there. Now I'm just going to have a quick look. See, I'm surprised I've spoke so fast. I hope everybody understood me, because I forget that I've got an English accent, and unless you're used to people speaking with an English accent, I don't know, you know, because there's two types of people in the Britain: those that speak with what we call a southern accent, and a southern accent is more Cockney style. It's not really Cockney, because it's all over the south, and then I'm from the north, and so you know, maybe you're not used to hearing people speak with a northern accent. Well, I'm from the dark north, as we used to call it, or as people in the south call it. But it's the same as in the USA. You know, you've got the lovely sunny areas in the south, and they speak differently than the people in the north. So just the same. Right. I shall just find some news that's current and see whether we can have a chat about that, actually. Oh, yes. World news. This is on the Power Hour, actually, if you get the newsletters. Scotland extends lockdown until the end of February, announces managed quarantine for all. Quarantine is lockdown, or and so I can't travel out of the UK. Scotland is a different country. You've got three countries on the mainland, and I don't know if you realise that. There's Wales, which is to the west of the British Isles, Scotland, which is to the north, and then you've got England, which is to the centre and all the way down to the south, actually, on the east side. And the Scottish First Minister, which is what they say, is extending the lockdown as ever. It's a lady First Minister, and she is, talk about a dictator, she's so terrible, because I don't know whether I sort of made it sound before, but I actually don't believe that the COVID-19 is anywhere near as desperate as they say, because it's a vitamin D3 deficiency. If you've got it, then you don't have a problem with COVID-19. You don't need vaccinations, which I wouldn't have anyway because of the the mRNA, which means that it's going to change your DNA. And you can never change it back. Once you have one of those vaccines, you are fixed for life. And then they're going to try and give you a vaccine every 6 months, 12 months as well, on top of that. So, I don't know. There's a lot of people dying after that. The elderly people, not the young people, I have to say. Because young people don't even need it. There's almost nobody dies under 70. And under sort of 30 or something like that, nobody dies. Except for people who are already seriously sick from something or other. And just say it was somebody with a disease or obese, you know, a youngster that's morbidly obese. Morbidly means that they could die from any sort of disease. Yeah, but that's a very few people. In the UK, I know that there's more young people dying from suicide because of being locked down than there are dying from COVID-19. So it really is... And I don't know whether you're hearing in the USA about variants, because I've been writing about this since last February, in fact. Okay, we'll save that for another day. Okay, this is all in Catherine's newsletter to everybody, so read it there. Next time, looking forward to it. Take care. It's been really good.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.